Invariably, when you're trying to resolve the most difficult questions in planning message content, and planning message content is by far the most important and most difficult task in emergency communication planning. As you're trying to resolve those questions, you're going to hear good arguments on both sides. You're going to hear good arguments to withhold information and good arguments to be candid. You're going to hear good arguments to reassure people and good arguments to warn people. You hear good arguments to be personal and good arguments to be professional. For every one of these conflicts, what you need to do in order to wind up in the middle, and the middle is where you want to wind up, in order to wind up in the middle, you have to aim for the edge that's most uncomfortable. If you look at candor, for example, nobody, well, I won't say nobody, I am, but not no normal person is tempted to be too candid. You're tempted to withhold information too much. The temptation is all in one direction. So the error is all in one direction. There's a very, very short list of organizations that have gotten into trouble for telling too much, and a very long list of organizations that have gotten into trouble for telling too little. So you want to wind up in the middle. You know you're going to tend to tell too little. And the very top management people who aren't around when you're planning and only show up during the emergency are even more going to tend to want to tell too little. So in order to wind up in the middle, you're going to have to work very hard to tell too much. And I give you my personal promise, no matter how hard you work to be candid, you won't be too candid. It's not that too candid doesn't exist. Too candid does exist. You won't get there, I promise you.